From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. We'll start tonight with two stories about the way the Bush administration is trying to shape world opinion about the United States. Today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was in Germany, one of the countries that opposed the war in Iraq. At an annual conference on security policy, Rumsfeld delivered an impassioned defense of the war and the broader policy of preemption. NPR's Eric Westervelt begins our coverage in Munich.
This annual security conference serves as a kind of think tank for NATO, and standing before the first big gathering of his peers since the Iraq War, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld defended the U.S. invasion in a speech that mixed policy strategy with occasionally combative and emotional anecdotes. Rumsfeld choked up in recalling that a close high school friend was killed in combat on the last day of the Korean War. Rumsfeld told the gathering that, like that Cold War conflict, the U.S. and coalition sacrifices in Iraq and Afghanistan were right and just.
Korea was won at a terrible cost of life. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people from the countries in this room. And was it worth it? You bet. The world is a safer place today because the coalition liberated 50 million people, 25 million in Afghanistan and 25 million in Iraq.
But Rumsfeld returned his familiar aggressive self in responding to remarks from Marcus Meckel. The German politician said America seems to work with NATO only when it sees fit. And other times the U.S. acts unilaterally, he said. Rumsfeld rejected Meckel's hint that America's long-term commitment to the transatlantic alliance is tenuous.
It's long-term. Any monkey looking down from Mars on Earth knows that the countries in NATO and North America are the bulk of the countries on the face of the Earth that have the same values, the same lack of a desire to impose their will on somebody else and take their real estate and seize it. We don't do that. We're the bulk of the democracies in the world. We have common interests. And that is what the interest of the United States has been and is today.
Overall, however, the tone was far less contentious than last year's conference on the eve of war, when German, French, and other diplomats sharply clashed with Rumsfeld over the case for invading Iraq. In a thinly veiled reference to Iraq, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Ivanov today gently remarked that any use of force should have the backing of international law. Ivanov added that Iraq had become a real magnet for Middle East terrorists. German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer clashed with Rumsfeld last year. Today he said events in post-war Iraq proved his country right, that the invasion wasn't necessary. But Fischer also talked of reconciliation and working closely with the U.S. on expanding security and peace initiatives in the Middle East.
We want to look forward, because neither whether we were against or pro the war in Iraq, if we fail with modernization of these regions and solving the conflicts, not only in the question of stabilization of Iraq, but also the Middle East conflict, the question of democracy in Iran, and the modernization everywhere, I think we'll face much more terrible challenges than we have faced in the past.
Fischer said Germany was skeptical of ever sending troops to help secure Iraq, but he added that his country would not block any future efforts to send NATO forces there. But the Iraq War has again put the spotlight on the Bush administration's policy of preemption. Secretary Rumsfeld defended the option today, saying terrorists aren't tossing snowballs, but are working to get their hands on chemical or biological arms. Joseph Jaffe, a conference attendee and editor of Die Zeit, questioned whether preemption really works without solid intelligence to distinguish legitimate threats from phantoms.
I got to make sure before I train my M16 on the other guy that what he has in his pocket is actually a gun and he's not fondling his pipe. What are we going to do about intelligence in a situation where first-rate intelligence is absolutely vital so we don't shoot the wrong guy?
While he never acknowledged the so far unsuccessful search for banned weapons in Iraq, Rumsfeld called Jaffe's question critically important. Rumsfeld added that he welcomes President Bush's new panel to examine U.S. intelligence. Some Democrats are questioning the independence of the new commission, which was hand-picked by Bush. Senator John McCain was named to the panel yesterday, and he's attending the Munich conference today. The Arizona Republican promised a tough examination of what he said were clearly intelligence failures.
That's why we need a thorough and complete investigation. We also need to look at other countries, such as Iran, North Korea, and and recognize that this is an issue of the credibility of the American people.
McCain said he doesn't think President Bush would ever manipulate intelligence for political gains. But perhaps mistakes were made, McCain said, and that's one of the things we want to take a close look at. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, at the Security Policy Conference in Munich.